This is Fresh Air. In Chicago in the 1960s, a group of black composers formed the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, dedicated to making original music that freely crossed genre lines. The AACM's flagship band was the Art Ensemble of Chicago. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says a new book about the Art Ensemble explains how well they took care of business, on stage and off.
Get in line, nigga. It's time. I told you. Get in line.
The Art Ensemble of Chicago was a freewheeling, anything-goes kind of band. But as Paul Steinbeck stresses in his illuminating book, Message to Our Folks, The Art Ensemble of Chicago, its four founding members were all ex-military and ran their low-budget, audience-building tours with military discipline. They crammed their heavy vehicles with equipment, did their own cooking, and slept in tents. That mobility and cooperative spirit let the young band move their operation to Paris in 1969. That trip made their reputation. They stayed 2 years and recorded a boatload of albums that showcased their stylistic range and flashes of theatrical humor. The diverse backgrounds of the Art Ensemble's founders fed their polystylistic music. Malachi Favors was an established jazz bassist who'd come up playing in church. Joseph Jarman was well-versed in theater, poetry, and John Cage's random procedures, while fellow saxophonist Roscoe Mitchell explored abstract structures. Lester Bowie was a natural comedian who could make the trumpet talk. He also had a head for business, having already run his then-wife Fontella Bass's rhythm and blues band. She sang on a couple of the Art Ensemble's French records.
Your fan is like two sperm whales floating down the sand. Your voice is like a long fork that's music to your brain. Yeah.
Bassist Malachi Favors had introduced the idea of playing so-called little instruments for added color, never mind that the Art Ensemble's percussion array was enormous. They had no drummer for a while, so everybody pitched in. In Paris, they acquired a fifth member, Famidou Don Moyer. A jazz drummer well-versed in traditional African rhythms, he brought more focus to the band's percussion jams. In his book, Message to Our Folks, Paul Steinbeck examines a few recordings in great detail, looking at ways the Art Ensemble of Chicago flowed between composition and collective improvisation and among the sound worlds of jazz, experimental music, and more. Steinbeck also describes their shrewd business sense. Their management targeted performing arts networks that paid better than jazz clubs, and they courted the prestigious ECM label, which recorded the band's atmospherics beautifully. That late 70s ECM deal raised their profile and got them out on the road even more.
Ah.
Author Paul Steinbeck doesn't say the Art Ensemble peaked in the 1980s, but he speeds through their later years. Longtime improvising bands can start to repeat themselves. The Art Ensemble changed up the set list from night to night, but you weren't surprised if they began a concert with atmospheric percussion and ended with a heavy swinger. In the 1990s, Joseph Jarman took a long sabbatical, weary of the road. Lester Bowie died in 1999, and Malachi Favors Magostut in 2004. A few last albums, with or without replacements, mostly lack the old magic. But a decades-long hot streak is nothing to sneer at. Paul Steinbeck's book reminds us the Art Ensemble of Chicago got gratuitously trashed in Ken Burns' jazz series as a misguided band without an audience. But Steinbeck's message to our folks demonstrates how well they succeeded on their own terms. They made just the uncompromising music they wanted to, and they made it pay.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed the new book, Message to Our Folks, The Art Ensemble of Chicago, by Paul Steinbeck. Coming up, quotations and misquotations are everywhere thanks to the internet. Our linguist Jeff Nunberg talks about getting them right and whether it matters. This is Fresh Air.